space them out real nice.
Hey, live it, man. Just the amazing nature of all that. And, you know, you're Washington's such a sprawling area. I mean, right down where National Airport is, we got all these people and monuments, and these planes got to wind their way in there. And, oh, man, I love it. I love being in there. I kind of miss them old prop planes, the way they hum. Remember? You get four engines. In the service, that's how they moved us, in them four-engine prop planes. It puts you right to sleep. The drone of them Rolls-Royce engines. I just got an in-country. Bunch of men I trained with. Bunch of men I was ready to die with. They're flying us into Tenzin Airport from Tangjin. And I'm kind of leaning against the wall. When suddenly I was shocked from my reverie. The door to the cockpit was open. I could see the pilot. The pilot was fighting to take control of that puppy. I said, what's going on? What's going on? I said, I'm not sure. It could be a blockage of the fuel line or something. We're losing altitude fast. I'm like, nah. All the guys are looking around. Nah. We're supposed to be a milk run. Otherwise, we'd be in full battle dress uniform. It was supposed to be a milk run. We look around, and there's only one damn parachute up in the rack. We're all looking at it, looking at each other, looking at the chute, looking at each other. I said, let me tell you something. This plane's either going to make it with all of us on it or go in with all of us on it. There's one chute and one chute only. Let me tell you something. We trained together. We were ready to die together. And if this is our moment to die together, then damn it, we'll die together. All the men stood there. I said, we came for one reason and one reason only. That's it. Go ahead. I said, let's bow our heads in prayer. I said, dear Lord, protect these men from my asses out of here. And I grabbed that chute and I dove out the window. I quickly pulled that thing on and poof, pulled me up. I'm hanging from the straps. I'm watching. And wouldn't you know, as I'm dangling there, whatever was blocking the fuel line must have cleared out because the plane leveled off. And just went flying away. I'm thinking, my God, how humiliating! And here I am, diving from the chute. But all those chutes came with walkie-talkies, and this one crackled the lights.
Attention. Project Greaseman L.A.U., unmitigated coward. The plane is flying all the way down. And when we land, it comes in. You will be court-martialed.
I thought to myself, I said, yeah, well, y'all don't count your chickens yet. Looks like you've developed a bad oil leak.
Oil leak? I don't see any oil on the Cali.
When I whipped my M16 around, I said, well,
look again.